What do you think of that, Oscar?
That was good, man. It's definitely one of those Shazamable tracks. It's
very Shazamable.
Definitely,
indeed.
Yeah. It's making the playlist.
How you been, man? Thanks for making it in today.
It's good to be here. It's good to be here in person, although it was quite amusing to be in bed and on the radio at the same time.
Did you not get out of bed? You called me from...
No, I was aircon on. I couldn't move. It's all better now, though. I put like...
Aircon?
Aloe vera is my savior.
Aircon?
Aircon, yeah.
Bloody da.
Yeah, fancy that.
Very, very, very lovely stuff. All right, man, what are you here for? Tell us.
Got the good news, man. So we're good. You know when you lose something, you've lost your keys, your car keys, your wallet, and you're just like, where did I put them? So that's frantic kind of anxious feeling, like where could they be?
Yeah.
Well, imagine that, but it's your wedding ring and it's in the sea. So a Western Australian woman... She was just going for a swim.
We should probably get the tunes going, Oscar.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, no, all good, man.
I didn't realize we were coming in that hot, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry, dude.
No, that's fine.
Just overwhelmed you with
it. I apologize. All right, let's go. Come on.
Straight into it.
So wedding ring.
Yeah,
in the
yeah,
sea.
Kimberly Kennedy. So she'd just been married and she went for a swim and slipped off. I mean, it's probably the worst place you could probably lose a wedding ring is the sea.
In the ocean.
Yeah, but she went on the internet, she did a call out, and within minutes, she'd received help from two diving metal detectors.
Wowza.
And they managed to find her.
That's cool.
That's insane. Like, where do you even start?
That is insane.
Yeah.
Especially the Indian Ocean, of which, like, the Western Australian coast sits along. Notoriously dark water, I hear. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it was at night as well, so...
Even darker.
Even darker, and they managed to find it. Good job, and good to have it back, I guess.
Yeah,
it's probably the
stuff.
Last thing you'd want to lose.
Yeah.
Another thing, you know, when you find a few loose dollars or see like maybe like a $2 coin on the floor, maybe you're in an old pocket.
Yeah, a couple of bucks hanging around.
It's not bad. Anyway, I might go towards a red cordial or something. It's like, it's a nice little...
Have you ever,
breaks your day up.
Ever done like the put on a jacket, maybe kind of as it breaks into autumn or something, you haven't worn it and there's like a fat 50 hanging in there or something.
You just treat yourself. That's free money, isn't it?
Man, that's a good feeling. Do you know what I mean? It's the equivalent of $2 were literally... Well, they were worth more than weight in gold. Remember, like a $2 coin was so much capital at like
a canteen,
at school canteen.
Man, you treat yourself.
$2 is
get your mates a lolly bag as well.
That's what I mean. What's happening? A couple of sunny boys. Thank you very much.
100%. Yeah. Well, in Western Australia again, in the Kalgoorlie region, 595 kilometers east northeast of Perth, a nugget was found. A golden nugget. Valued at $30,000, 10 ounces, which is 280 grams.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, imagine going for a walk. A man, he was just going for a hike and he stumbled across it. It's a bit more than $40, but nonetheless, it's a good find.
That's absolutely incredible.
It's insane.
I don't know how those... I always wonder kind of when it comes to stuff like that with gold, right? Or even watching like Antiques Roadshow or whatever it
is. How true it is.
Well, it's very not... It's all well and good for something to be worth $30,000.
Yeah.
But in terms of like gold, what is the... What's the process of turning that into
actual tangible money?
That's what I mean. Cash.
Yeah.
Do you just take it as are there just merchants of sorts that are just able and willing to buy it and then melt it down or whatever it is? Or do you have to find someone to, do you have to find a purveyor of sorts?
I mean, I haven't been lucky enough to find any gold, but when I do, I'll let you know how it goes. If it does happen, who knows?
Yeah. Okay. Let me know.
Yeah. I'll keep you updated. And now this final bit of good news, I think a lot of people know. The $100 spending voucher, which is being announced by the New South Wales government coming into January. Every Australian or everyone in New South Wales will receive $100 for $25 vouchers, which can be spent in hospitality venues, galleries, cinemas, and it's just for the pump up the economy a bit more, really agree.
Stimulus.
Definitely, yeah.
Love that.
What would you spend yours on, man, when you get it? I should mention before you give me your answer, you can't use it to pay for alcohol. Or cigarettes. So that might change your answer there. Oh, it's all the good stuff, really, you can't get. Like,
yeah.
What else would you spend your money on?
Well, certainly not cigarettes.
Yeah, no.
Especially to anyone listening. Or especially if my mum, if you're listening at work like normally, I would certainly not spend that on cigarettes, of course.
God, no. You don't have the odd smoke break. Nah. Seriously, no, I don't think I've seen that happen.
No, you don't say that. I actually don't. People are going to think
just there frantically texting you like, Jared, you move out of home and you start smoking.
That doesn't happen. I don't.
I was only joking. Jared's mum, if you're listening in, that's not true.
I feel like I'm digging myself a hole. As if like
you are a bit, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm trying too hard to explain that I don't do something. Anyway, we'll move
it's
past
all right.
that.
He doesn't do it, just 20, to be official.
$25
yeah.
To spend on anything. Or four times 25.
Four times 25, yeah.
And you can spend it at the pub. And
sorry, hospitality venues, so like a cafe, but that's a bit misleading. When I hear hospitality venues, I think like pub.
Yeah, pub.
But maybe pub grub.
Pub grub?
Yeah, maybe food, but not a drink. Maybe lemon lime bitters.
Lemon lime bitters would be nice.
Yeah, with a schnitty or a palmy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, you're a vegetarian, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I hate to bring it up.
Oh,
but
far out. You found a way to do it. Like, all the movies, all the cinema, you get 2 tickets, maybe go on a date. Talking about dates before, you go to the gallery, get a ticket for someone.
Gallery's a great date venue as well.
Definitely, yeah. You're always moving around. You're not like sitting down.
Especially if, I don't know about you, but kind of first date jitters. It's awkward.
Oh, so especially if it's from an online dating app where you haven't seen each other in person.
So just by virtue of it being a museum, you don't have to talk that much.
You can just look at the art.
A cinema is too much in that direction, right? Because then it's awkward that you're sitting in silence.
I know, right? Yeah.
But a museum, there's a certain level of, I don't want to say reverence, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, so and there's still that talking point where you can tell, what did you think of that, or look at that. Whereas if you're watching a movie, you're right, you're in silence and it's just a bit weird.
You can read the room.
You
want
to be
able
to talk to the person when you meet them for the first time.
You can read
the
room at a museum. It's like, do I want to come off as cultured here, or do I want to come off as kind of well-adjusted and quite casual and be frank about the fact I know nothing about this?
Yeah, exactly. You've got options.
You're left to your own devices. 100%, it's a beautiful thing.
It's the best.
Got to love, you know?
For sure, for sure.
Alrighty, anyway, so we've curtailed.
That was a good installment.
We've curtailed to the end of this installment, but I do appreciate you joining us.
Oh, man, love it. Good to be back.
Great to be back. As always, you've put a smile on my dial and you've picked up my spirits.